Ishe Mwari makatendeka, Mwari makarurama, tinokutendai madekwani ano. Mwari todakutendai matizo sazvekare mukati memba yenyu. Mwari tichitenda pane chakanaka chamakatichengetera nekuti Ishe munochengetera mimbiso dzenyu, Mwari wangu. Baba ndoda kukumikidza pamberi penyu, ndoda kukumikidza ungano, Mwari samasimba. Baba tibatsirei kana zvese zvitinge zvapera, tinoda kuona Jesu. Mwari ndinonamata tichisiya zvese mumaoko menyu, musatisingakundikane ratenzi Jesu Kristu ndakumbira nekusingaperi. Amen. Takasimuka ndepana Numbers chapter 16 verse 1.
As we are standing, let's go straight to Numbers.
I want to thank the man of God for the invitation. I tried to run away and to avoid because I really had a busy schedule. So, Numbers chapter 16 verse 1, I'm happy to be seeing all of you. May the good Lord bless you. I'll read from verse
1.
Now Korah, the son of Isha, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men.
Zvino Korah, mwanakomana wa Izhari, mwanakomana wa Kohath, mwanakomana wa Levi, na Datani, na Abiram, mwanakomana wa Eliab, na Oni, mwanakomana wa Peret, mwanakomana wa Ruben, vakatora varume.
And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown.
Vakamukira Moses, na vamwe vana wa Israel, vaiva vakuru veungano, vana mazana maviri, na makumi mashanu, vakanga vakadanwa, kumakurukota varume vakanga vaine mukurumbira.
And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them, wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord.
Vakaunganira kuna Moses na Aaron vakati kwaari, zvaringana nokuti vanhu vose veugano vatsvene mumwe nomumwe wavo Jehovha uri pakati pavo, imi munozvikudzireiko pamakurukota aJehovha.
We can have our seats. May the good Lord bless the reading of his words.
Mwari vawedzere maropafadzo kuverengwa kushoko ravo.
I am not sure if I will be able to manage,
ndizoti ndichakwanisa here,
but midweek services I usually preach for an hour.
As my midweek, no one's will party the hour we chat.
I'll try to be done by 7:45.
The child of the na 7:45.
Or at latest 8:00.
As can I tell, 8:00.
So it's going to be more of a reading service.
Sir, each and every service, you can your reading.
It's more scriptures and quotations.
My scripture is no core was a prophet.
And it's nothing new, it's things that you know.
As is in the Zitra, as is in the Mongo Ziva.
Taking sides with Jesus. So we have got to think of the others that is coming on behind us. These young people and so forth. And a place for our children. Our daughters. We don't want them out in the world in these things like that. We want them girls raised like their mothers. And we have got to make arrangements for that. So, we are not the first ones upon the earth. We are here tonight as Eastly Tabernacle. If this world is still standing after 50 years, I might not be there. You might not be there. But Eastly Tabernacle will be there. So we have got to make arrangements for others coming on. Paul says again in Ephesians. Let's read chapter 1 from verse 8. Or maybe let's just speak verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself.
Akatizivisa zvakavanzika nokuda kwake sezvaakafadzwa pakufunga kwake maari.
So it's the mystery of his will.
Saka chii chakavanzika chekuda kwake.
His will is a mystery.
Chakuda kwake ichakavanzika.
A mystery is a secret.
Chakavanzika chinhu
chisingazivikanwi. So his will is a secret.
Saka kuda kwake chinhu chakavanzika.
Which we must find through prayer.
Chatinofanira kuwana kubudikidza nemunamato.
Now when we are approaching the gospel,
patinopinda muevangeri,
you can approach it from many angles.
Tinogona kupinda mariri nenzira dzakasiyana.
You can be talking of soldiers.
Unotaura pamusoro pemauto.
You can be talking of building.
Kana pamusoro pezvivakwa.
You can be talking of farming.
Kana kurima.
You can be talking of sports.
Kana kutaura nezvemitambo.
Because that's where we are going to get our subject from.
Nokuti ndo patichawana chidzidzo chedimo.
We see God all around us.
Tinoona Mwari.
Paul speaks of the race we are in.
Paulo anotaura pamusoro pemujao watiri kumhanya mambo.
About running in a race and receiving prizes.
Chitaura pamusoro pekumhanya mumujao nekuwana mibairo.
No, you know that they which run in a race run all.
Hamuzere kuti vose vanomhanya mumujao vanomhanya vose.
But one receives the prize.
Asi mumwe chete ndiye anowana mubayiro.
So run that you may obtain.
Saka mhanyai kuti mukwanise kuwana.
Seeing God in sports.
Kuona Mwari mumitambo.
Let us lay aside every weight and the sin.
Ngatiisei parutivi zvose zvinorema nezvivi.
Which doth so easily beset us.
Zvakati manikidzira.
And let us run with patience.
Timhanye tine kutsungirira.
The race that is set before us.
Mujao uyu waiswa pamberi pedu.
This day this scripture is fulfilled.
Nasi uno gwaro uru rwazadzikiswa.
Jesus.
Jesus,
referring back to this day that we are living in.
Achitaura pazuva rino ratikurarama mariri.
Rich Laodicean age.
Laodicea yakapfuma.
Yet rotten in politics.
Asi yakaora mune zvematongerwe nyika.
Church politics.
Zvematongerwe mukereke.
And national politics.
Uye nezvematongerwe edzinyika.
Just as rotten as it could be.
Zvose zvakangoora sezvazviri.
So in this end time,
saka zvino mazuva ano ekupedzisira,
the national politics is rotten.
Matongerwe enyika akaora.
The church politics is rotten.
Kunyange zvematongerwe ekereke zvakaora.
So it's becoming in this age.
Saka zvino tifanira muchizvarwa chino
to take subjects like church politics.
Kuti titore zvidzidzo zvakaita sezvematongerwe ekereke.
Because the church politics is rotten in this end time.
Nokuti zvematongerwe edzikereke zvakaora munguva ino yekupedzisira.
So that will be our text, church politics.
Saka ndo chidzidzo chedu zvematongerwe ekereke.
And we want to be looking at, you know, in a relay how people exchange the baton.
Toda kutarisa mumujao kuti vanhu vanochinjana sei chimuti.
Because when you are in a race.
Nokuti kana muri mumujao.
Because we are in a race.
Nokuti tiri mumujao.
But it's not starting and ending with you.
Hazvisi kutanga nekupera newe.
No.
Kwete.
Someone gave you a baton stick.
Pane akatokutambidza chimuti.
And you have to hand over to someone else.
Iwewewo unofanira kuchipa kune mumwe.
One of the most important things in a relay.
Chakanyanyokosha mumujao wekutambidzana.
Is the handing over of the baton stick.
Pakutambidzwa kwechimuti.
The voice of God in these last days. And today, one reason that the church is in the condition that it is in is because there is so many voices. So many other voices to attract the church from the voice of God. Till it is very doubtful that many would hear the voice of God. Though it spoke right in their midst, they perhaps wouldn't even understand it. Because it would be a foreign thing to them. They have got themselves so centered on the voices of the day. Paragraph 33, the same message. Now, there is a voice today in the world of politics that is a great voice. And people, absolutely, in this great day of politics, it is all mixed up in their churches and everything. And many times that we have just seen recently, it was after they had voted in Kennedy to be the president.
A
Catholic. And you know how America was founded? They were running from bondage of Catholicism.
So
they went against their principles. So he says, and many times that we have just seen recently, that the voice of politics is actually stronger than the voice of God in the churches, or the American people would have never did what they just done. They would never done it if the voice of God would been kept alive in the church. They would never make that mistakes. But the voice of politics is so much stronger in the earth today than the voice of God. So we don't want that in our midst. Let it be anywhere else. But here we want the voice of God, not the voice of politics. If the voice of politics is in the church, we will do some things that we are not supposed to be doing. America did what they were not supposed to do because of the voice of politics. Within the message circles, there are some things we should not do. God takes his servants. Some of them they backslide, whatever the case may be, but the button stick is the time for it to be handed over to someone else. And we have a lot of mess up around that time, but let's just look at a few things in the scriptures. The third seal, the devil controls all politics that ever has been or ever will be. No matter where I'm doing my politics, as long as I'm playing politics, you are a tool in the hands of the devil.
Now,
if you remember in the Bible, the ways of a man are not in himself. It is not in a man that walketh to direct his steps.
For
every action we make, there is a voice behind it. There is an anointing behind it. For every political move you make, the devil is behind it. He controls all politics that ever has been or ever will be. The prophet makes a lot of statements about politics. He says politics is wrong. He says politics is corrupted. Politics is decayed. Politics is at the end. Politics is finished. And you, if you are a politician, if you are playing politics, no matter whatever you are standing for, as long as you are playing politics, you are not a Christian. COD. Notice, but I am not a politician. I want to be a Christian. So politics is one side of the fence, and I am on the other. You can't be both. How can it be light and dark at the same time? How can you be dead and alive at the same time? How can you be a politician and a Christian at the same time? You can't. Revelation book of symbols. If the voice of politics can be quietened within our assemblies, we will not have some of the problems we have. We will not have some casualties that we have. Second Timothy chapter 4,
Second Timothy chapter verse 5. 4, verse 5.
But watch thou in all things,
endure
afflictions,
motsungirira
mukutambudzwa, do the work of an evangelist,
waita basa remuvhangeri,
make full proof of thy ministry,
woisa pachena shumiro yako,
for I am now ready to be offered,
nokuti ndagadzirira zvino kupiriswa,
and the time of my departure is at hand,
uye nguva yangu yekuenda yasvika.
I have fought a good fight,
ndarwako rwakanaka.
I have finished my course,
ndapedza basa rangu.
I have kept the faith,
ndachengetedza kutenda.
So there was a course for Paul.
Zvino panga paine nzira ya Paul.
There is a course for you and me.
Pane nzira yako neyangu.
But that course,
asi nzira iyi,
is connected to other people's courses.
Yakabatanidzwa nenzira dzinofambwa nevamwe.
It's not starting with Paul and ending with Paul.
Hazvisi kutanga na Paul zvipera
na Paul. That's why I want to show to you.
Ndozvakakukuradzai kwamuri.
In this race that we are running,
kuti mumujawa watiri mauri,
it's a relay race.
Ndewe kutambidzana.
Why is Paul talking like this to Timothy?
Sei Paul ari kutaura sezvizvi kuna Timothy?
I have finished my course.
Hanzi ndapedza.
I have fought a good fight.
Ndarwako rwakanaka.
I have kept the faith.
Ndachengeta kutenda.
He was about to hand over the baton stage.
Anga kuchitambidza chimuti.
Taking sides with Jesus.
Tora nhivi na
Paul said,
Paul anoti,
I know it.
Ndinozviziva.
I know it.
Ndinozviziva.
But don't break my heart now.
Asi haikona putsa moyo wangu.
Let me finish my course.
Rega ndipedze chinhano changu.
He was tired.
Anga aneta.
He was finished.
Anga apedza.
And he was going on.
Uye anga achiendera mberi.
And leaving his bishopric with Timothy.
Achisiya ubishopi wake na Timothy.
God will take pastors.
Mwari vanotora vafudzi.
He takes deacons.
Anotora madikoni.
He takes brothers.
Anotora hama.
He takes sisters.
Anotora hanzvadzi.
He takes bishops.
Anotora mabishop.
But the bishopric remains.
Asi ubishop wacho unosara.
When Paul was about to cross over,
Paulo paanga kuti achiyambuka,
he is getting ready to hand over his bishopric to Timothy.
Zvino kugadzirira kupa
ubishop kwa
Timothy.
A minister.
Zvino kana uri mushumiri.
And God takes your bishop.
Mwari otora mubishop wako.
It doesn't mean you no longer have a bishop.
Hazvireve kuti hamusisina mubishop.
Now Jesus said something.
Zvino Jesu akataura chimwe chinhu.
He said there are some eunuchs.
Hanzi munoti pane mamwe maeunuchs.
Which were so born from their mother's womb.
Vakaberekwa vakadaro kubva mumatumbu amai vavo.
And there are some eunuchs.
Uye pane mamwe maeunuchs.
Which were made eunuchs of men.
Vakaitwa maeunuchs nevanhu.
And there be eunuchs.
Uye pane maeunuchs.
Which have made themselves eunuchs.
Vakazviita ivo maeunuchs.
For the kingdom of heaven's sake.
Nekuda kweumambo hwekumusoro kudenga.
Some were born eunuchs.
Vamwe vakaberekwa vari maeunuchs.
Others were made eunuchs by men.
Vamwe vakaitwa nevanhu maeunuchs.
Others made themselves eunuchs.
Vamwe vakazviita maeunuchs.
Even the same thing applies to ministers.
Zvinoitikawo kunyange kuvashumiri.
There are ministers that were born ministers.
Pane vakaberekwa vari vashumiri.
And there are others because you are connected to me, you are connected to that one.
Kozoita vamwe nokuti wakabatanidzwa neni.
That were made ministers by men.
Vakaitwa vashumiri nevanhu.
Then there are others.
Koitawo vamwe.
No man even made them a minister.
Hakuna mumwe munhu akaita vashumiri.
God did not make them a minister.
Kana Mwari hana kuita vashumiri.
Men did not make them a minister, but they made themselves.
Asi ivo vakazviita vashumiri.
Now, when you start the book of Corinthians, in chapter 12, Paul speaks about spiritual gifts. In chapter 13, he's talking about charity. But before he crosses over to chapter
13,
having taught about the gifts, he says, yet show I unto you a more excellent way. There are many ways we can do things.
Pane nzira dzakawanda
but there is a more excellent way.
Asi pane yakaisvonaka kupfuura dzese.
People will miss services.
Vanhu vanotadza kuuya kuchechi.
And they go somewhere because there's a brother praying for the sick.
Vobva vaenda kune imwe nzvimbo nokuti vakanzwa kuti kune hama inonamatira vanorwara.
I'm not saying don't go.
Handisi kuti usaende.
Faith of Abraham.
Kutenda
kwa Abraham. But now for healing.
Zvino
it is just God's mercy. By his stripes you were healed.
Nemavanga ake wakapodzwa.
Not that you will be healed.
Kwete kuti uchapodzwa.
You were healed.
Wakatopodzwa.
Now first the word says so.
Zvino chekutanga shoko rinodaro.
That should be sufficient.
Izvozvo zvinofanira kunge zvakakwana.
But if you don't believe in the words.
Asi kana usingatende mushoko.
Then there is gifts in the church.
Zvino pane zvipo mukereke.
Such as men who are inspired to know how to teach.
Pane vanhu vakanyatsofemerwa zvokunyatsoziva kudzidzisa.
That We will make it so plain to you. And faith to believe, prayer for the sick. Just like for the sinner. And then there is other gifts in the church. Like prophets and different gifts. Just yourself. Without even the pastor or anyone. The first and primary way. If you believe what the Bible says, you can receive whatever you want. But sometimes we don't believe. He gives us the fivefold ministry. They evangelize. They will teach. Your faith rises. You receive what you want. But still others will not get it. Then they are spiritual gifts. Let's go back a little bit. Let's go to the Old Testament. Numbers chapter 20. Take Aaron and Eleazar, his son. When Paul was writing to the Corinthians, he says, "Wherefore, concerning the things that you wrote unto me." So he was not writing things that were not in connection with what was happening in Corinth. I see it befitting to speak about these things. Considering what we are going through. And the motive of this message is that as we pray, we pray neutral. As we have anticipations, we are looking unto Jehovah Jireh. He is able to provide. When we were young in this church, I'm still young, but when I was much younger, I was taught, you don't Jireh yourself a wife. We pray to God. Not with one eye open or another closed. This is what I'm throwing back to you, elders, again. What you taught us, kept us, and it can also keep you. Take Aaron and Eleazar, his son, and bring them up unto Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar his son. And Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, and shall die there. We are not here forever. There are boundaries set by God that a man cannot cross. When God was taking Aaron, but the office of the high priest had to continue. It was not a time for Israel to be divided. It was not a time for people to leave church. It was not a time to have factions in Israel. God is in charge. But remember, it's God who said, take Eleazar. It's the coach in the team. Who says, you are the first one. After you run 100 meters, hand over the baton stick to this one. After your course, hand over to this one. We are praying for East Tabernacle. We pray for you. Because we want to hear from the coach. There was no confusion in Numbers chapter 20. There was the voice of God. And there was no voice of politics. Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise. When I was preparing this message, watered down a little bit.
Turn
it down.
Because
it's not men campaigning for Joshua. We campaign by our knees. I was taught in this church. You don't campaigning among the girls. Neither do the girls have to campaign for the boys. But we were taught to pray. We should apply that in all the situations. Datan, Korah, and Abiram.
Datan, Korah, and Abiram.
They rose against Aaron. They rose against
Moses.
Bringing confusion in the camp.
But
it was not so with Eleazar. It was not so with Joshua. Samuel was a mighty prophet. When he was old. Because you have to pass on the baton stick. He made his sons Joel and Abia judges over Israel.
Joshua na Abira ma watongi mu Israel.
His sons walked not in his ways.
Vanakomana vake havanakufamba munzira dzake.
But turned aside after Luke took bribes and perverted judgments.
Asi vakacheukira kune pfuma yetsvina vakatora zvokuchoko muhomwe.
There are some pastors that go on retirement.
Pane vafudzi vanoretire.
But many times it's not like that.
Asinguwa jinji, ajina kuda.
But this man could go.
Asigurumewe, aigona kuyeni.
And say, I'm old.
Oh, but ininda kweku.
Let my sons continue.
Dae, wanakumana wangu watunga mira hao.
And that, because his sons were not walking right.
Asinguwa kutu wanakumana wangu watunga mira hao.
That was one of the reasons given by the elders. When they said, want a king like all the other nations.
Pavakati, tinodawo mambo, se zimwe nyika.
The Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. When, you know, sometimes we go by imagination. When you think about men of God, there are certain things that you have. And because of those things, you automatically disqualify some people. Do you know some people were chosen by God? They are God's servants, but they don't seem to qualify. Do you know the majority of God's servants, their lives are not straight. Their lives are not clean. Do you want a quotation for that? Brothers, just search in the church age book. They may be repudiated. God used the Moses. He rebelled. God used their Samson. God used their David. You know, that is what the quotation says. These are mine, said the Lord. The seven spirit-filled messengers are the Lord's. They may be repudiated. They may be questioned. We should learn to keep a safe distance with the pulpit. Maintain a safe distance. If you come too close, it can become dangerous. It was dangerous for Miriam. He spoke against Moses. But she had a quotation. Why did you marry Zipporah? God heard it. She was struck with leprosy. I'm thinking again. The man Peter. When he saw John leaning on Jesus.
He
says, what shall be of this man?
You
know, it does say rough.
Looks like rough. And the Lord
said,
what is it to thee? What is it to thee? You follow me.
All right, let's continue with our quotation. They may be repudiated. They may not even seem to qualify. I trust they are bringing it.
I believe that, I thank God that the heaven is His. And
it's
not yours. With so many mistakes that we make in this life, there is many people here that has been judged already.
We are today,
brother, we want him to open in a word of prayer. In Romans 14 it
says,
the man will fall before his Lord.
Right. They may be questioned.
Is he really a pastor, this one?
Indeed,
zero-quazo.
To human minds,
Kupungwa
they
zeman.
May not even seem to qualify. No wonder the Bible says, lean not unto your own understanding. Nevertheless, they are the messengers for their age. God used an Abraham.
Abraham.
He lied.
Akanyepa.
Imagine ukazwa kuti pastor vakanyepa, kwete kuti vanenge vanga vapo kutoni nema chaidzo chaidzo.
Imagine if you hear that the pastor one lied.
He used Moses, he rebelled.
Akashandisa Moses akamukira.
A Jonah, he disobeyed.
Akashandisa Jonah haana kuteerera.
A Samson, he sinned.
Samson akatadza.
A David, he murdered.
Davida akauraya.
He also used a Joshua. And a Joseph.
Na Josepha.
And those with severe blemishes.
Ne awo mane kupomerwa kukuru.
Far outnumber those whose histories seem to be perfect.
Awane kupomerwa kukuru vazhinji kupfuurira vane nhorondo inenge yakanoti kwanei.
Owe and are his.
Vese vakanga vari uye ndevake.
None dare deny that.
Hapana ane mvumo yekuramba izvozvo.
He used them by and through the Holy Spirit.
Akavashandisa ne uye kuburikidza nemweya
mutsvene. That he put within them.
Waakaisa mavari.
To their own master, they stood or fell.
Kuna ashe wavo vakamira kana kuti vakawa.
And in them all was accomplished the sovereign will of God.
Mavari vose mukazadzikiswa kuda kwaMwari. An example that's normally given of Jonah. If you think of every prophet, they are all different in their natures. God knew in Nineveh, I want to take Jonah there. I think most of you played soccer or you watched soccer. When soccer is being played,
there are
certain things that are done there. When we were young ones, we said skills. God has his own skills. God wanted to save the people of Nineveh. And then he said, I will come in their
angles.
They have sinned, but I have mercy over them.
So
if you look at Jonah, he really backslides. God knows when he shall be vomited by the fish. And then these people will say, ah, this prophet came from our God. And the people will receive it.
No matter
how many things you have been into,
I believe you are unique in the body of Christ. I believe you are unique in the body of Christ.
Iwewe wakasiyana unehunu wako mumutumbi wa Christ.
Because like when we have these political demons,
there
will be some casualties. But you must rise and keep on going.
Wende ramberi.
Mwari vakambosiya Paul achiita zvaanoita zvava kuti paari kuenda kuDamascus tichasangana ikoko.
God left Paul doing whatever he was doing, but he knew on the way to Damascus I will meet up with him.
Vanhu pavanga vakaapproacha Jericho.
Now when the people were approaching Jericho,
pane munhu aifanira kushandiswa naMwari.
There's somebody that was supposed to be used of God.
Kuti achengete ma spice.
To keep some spices.
Saka zvimwe zvinhu zvaitarisirwa mu CV yemunhu uyu.
Or to keep this spice.
Yes.
So the other things that were expected in the CV of these people.
Pano munhu anogona kuhosta varume.
Somebody that was so well in keeping men was needed there.
Known or unknown.
Anozikamwa kana asingazikamwa.
Asi kanya yakatona kaizoda kuti kapinyepanyepa mukati.
But in there, you wanted somebody that would tell lies here and there.
Saka mwe munhu aifanira kutotrapwa muprostitution.
So somebody had to be trapped into prostitution.
Vanhu kana vauya, makadi sister.
When the people come, how are you, sister?
We
do not know how she would welcome these people. Maybe she would be the first.
But she did what was supposed to be done. And after that was done, she continued with Jews. And she was married to the army general. And Paulo tells her, Christo aripo.
When you go in the lineage of Jesus Christ, she is there. She is one of the great grandmothers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Asi isusu pano.
But we here.
Kutongota angari chifeve kana kurorwa harorwe. Sister menu atongotanga kuuya handiye Mwari anosevwa na Rahab. General.
When she comes here and it's all head of the people that
okay, let's go back to our subject.
She won't even get married.
Samuel was sent to ordain a king.
Samuel akatumwa kuti azodze mambo.
One of Jesse's sons.
You
know how the brothers came? When Eliab came, Samuel himself thought, this is he.
Samuel profita akatoti, ah, uyu ndiye.
When you look at some of us, you can think this is he. But that can be dangerous. The Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance and on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as men seeth. For men looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Looking for a pastor of this big church. Maybe people are looking for a millionaire. A stature of some sort. Let the mind which was in Christ be also in you. Aminadab came. Shama came. And the rest of them. You know, David was not even regarded as a candidate.
David, I told Abba, Akwane. Until the father had forgotten about him. And then the prophet had to ask, don't you have another son? And then he said, oh yeah, I think I have another one. But he's in the woods.
Now
when you see Israel progressing and becoming great under David, it was because Samuel had to hear directly from God.
Kwete kutarisa kuti ah but Aminadab yo akambonitengera sugar ka but no
not to look at how Aminadab had done good to you. No,
the will of the Lord is a mystery.
Kuda kwa Mwari ichakavanzika,
and we must find it through prayer.
Tinofanira kuchiwana nemunamato.
There was Saul,
panga paina Saulo,
Jonathan and David.
Na Davida,
Saul being the father of Jonathan.
Saulo ari baba wa Jonathan.
Saul wanted Jonathan to succeed him.
Saulo aitoda Jonathan kuti ange ari mambo shure kwake.
God wanted David to succeed Saul.
Asi Mwari vaida David kuti ange ari mambo shure kwa Saul.
So should one wish your son to be a deacon, to be a song leader, or to be a pastor? There is nothing wrong with that.
Saka kana iwe uchishuvira hako kuti mwanakomana wako ange ari mudikoni kana song leader kana muparidzi, hapana chakaipa pazvino.
You are wishing, but the will of the Lord be done. If it is the will of the Lord, let's go ahead. If it is not the will of the Lord, let's get into the will of the Lord. Actually, did you know
There's one way you can serve God. You can be a preacher, you can be whatever, but there's only one way you can serve God. By doing His will. Everything else, you are wasting your time. If you read the spoken word, you know this is the prophet. Saul wanted Jonathan to be the king at all costs.
Saulo aida kuti Jonathan ange ari iye mambo.
But Jonathan,
Jonathan
was seeing God's favor upon David.
Aiona kuda kwaMwari pana David.
He did not want to compete with David.
Anga asingade kuti aite competition na David.
But the Bible says he strengthened David's hand in the Lord.
Asi Bible rinoti kuti Jonathan akatosimbisa ruoko rwa David munashi.
You know, he said, "The hand of Saul, my father, shall not find thee."
Akatomuti ruoko rwa baba vangu Saul arusumbofara
wakakuwana. And thou shalt be king over Israel.
Iwewe uchava mambo pamusoro paIsraeli.
And Saul knoweth it.
Uye Saul anozviziva.
And I shall be next unto thee.
Ini ndichange ndichitevera iwe.
So knew.
Saul aitoziva.
This man is called of God.
Kuti uyu akadanwa naMwari.
But why was he causing confusion in church?
Sei aikonzeresa nyonganiso muchechi.
Why was he hunting the life of David?
Sei aida kuuraya Davida.
Because Jonathan is saying, "My father knows."
Nokuti Jonathan ari kutoti baba vangu vanozviziva.
So Jonathan is saying,
Saka Jonathan ari kuti,
"You are going to be the king.
Iwe uchava mambo.
I will not compete with you.
Handisi kuzoita competition newe.
The best you can do for me, I will be next unto thee. I will be your associate." I am thinking of a certain city, a certain town. Something happened to the pastor. He backslids. People had elections. From one church, it became at least three churches. One is going this way, another is going that way.
1 Kings chapter 1 verse 5.
Then Adonijah. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggit, exalted himself. A eunuch making himself a eunuch. Saying, "I will be king." This causes confusion. Is there a quote saying you are going to be the king? But he says, "I will be king." And he prepared him chariots and horsemen. And 50 men to run before him. The motorcade was already there. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, "Why hast thou done so?" And he also was a very goodly man. And his mother bare him after
Absalom.
Some of these things they run in families. Absalom and Adonijah.
Absalom na Adonijah.
Same mother. Adonijah rebelled against his father. And he died. But Adonijah is following the steps again.
Asi Adonijah ari kufamba zvakare muwe zvamwe chete.
Causing confusion.
Achikonzera nyonganiso.
Just imagine in a race.
Mbofungidzira muchamo.
You want to hand over the baton stick.
Uda kupa mumwe munhu chimuti.
And someone from another team is grabbing it from you.
Mumwe ari kune imwe track obva ada kuchitora kubva kwauri.
And he conferred with Joab the son of Zeruiah. And with Abiathar the priest, and they following Adonijah helped him.
There
is certain
things without the basis of the word
that
works with having connection.
This
is what exactly happened
in the scripture.
Dathan and Korah.
Vanotora ma princes vanhu vakuru chaizvo muIsrael.
They take princes, men of renown in Israel.
Vari kudivi kwedu.
They are at our side.
Zvakatangira kudenga na Lucifer.
It started in heaven with Lucifer.
Vanotora vatumwa vachienda kudivi rake.
He takes angels to come to
his side. Azvireve kuti zviri correct.
It doesn't mean that's correct.
Zviri kuitwa na Adonijah nyangwe akatora ma general azvireve kuti zviri correct.
What Adonijah is doing, even if he takes generals, it doesn't mean it's correct.
And he conferred with Joab, the son of
Zeruiah,
and with Abiathar, the priest, and they following Adonijah helped him. I have a scripture for you. You know, as believers, we must not mark one another. You believe that? But you know there is a time, there are instances where some must be marked. You are not really marking the man, but you are getting rid of the devil in the man. Did you read in the book of Romans? Mark them which cause confusion. Do you know one of the worst things to ever happen to a church? One of the worst things is confusion. Because when you trace any form of confusion, it ends with
Lucifer.
That's why the Bible says, for God is not the author of confusion. It never originates from God. But also Paul says, let all things be done orderly. Let all things be done decently. So he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they following Adonijah helped him. But Zadok the priest and Benaiah the son of Joiada and Nathan the prophet and Shimei and Rei and the mighty men which belonged to David were not with Adonijah. There were now secret meetings in the church. There were now factions in the church. And say, can you invite this general? Can we invite this prophet? Which side is he inclined to? And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen. And fed cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is by Androgel, and called all his brethren, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he called not. And you know how to deal with these spirits? Just the way they did it there. David did not fight with Adonijah. Solomon did not fight Adonijah. But David gave an order that people should just do the proper thing. Don't worry about what Adonijah is doing. Don't worry about the fat, about the oxen, his leg and everything. You just do the proper thing. And they blow the trumpet. God save King Solomon. So this is what I want you to be inspired to do. Whatever other people might want to do, we wrestle not against blood and flesh. We don't have to fight each other, but just do the proper thing. Where there is light, darkness cannot stand. And you know, as they were doing the proper thing, Solomon asked,
there is also spies there, and they will be asking, what is happening? Oh, they have anointed Solomon. Now be careful when you eat the meat of
Adonijah.
Those are men of war. They know if it happens, you must run away. And then you run to the temple. And they know exactly where to
hit.
And then you die with the meat in your teeth. Let's just focus on worshiping the Lord.
Let's kick away political spirits from our churches.
Any
form of politics is the devil.
Politics,
whether it's in Tafara, whether it's in my family, whether it's here, any form of politics is the devil.
Politics, you know what? Politics, this devil.
Okay. When Elijah was going,
Elijah
he had to anoint some people. God tells him. Not people telling
Elijah.
Go and anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. Jehu to be king over Israel. And Elisha to be a prophet in thy stead. No uncertainty with that. Everything flowing. But the spirit of Adonia. The spirit of
Absalom.
The spirit of Datan, Korah, and Abiram. They want to bring divisions in the church. Where there is politics, there are divisions. Where there is politics, there is hatred. Where we also read about Athaliah in the Bible. When her son died, she made herself a eunuch. She said, I'm going to lead Israel. But there was no scripture. And she had to slay others. She slew all the king's sons. Except Joash. Who was taken and hid in the temple. People didn't fight Athaliah. They did the proper thing. They took care of the king's son. And at the appropriate time, presented him to the people. People will die. When we get political. But if we are spiritual, up the mountain, down the valley, we will be moving. In John, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. When we are talking about the relay, it's just a natural principle in life. Jesus finished his course. Someone had to take care of Mary. So at this scripture, he's handing over that responsibility to John. Behold your mother. Behold your son. Straight away he took Mary. And then in John chapter 21, and when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? He said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lamb. The bishopric is being handed over to Peter. But taking care of Mary is being handed over to John. Can I watch the Ganza who's sip on us?
If it says that you have died today,
I'm not wishing that you die. But one day we have to go. Suppose you and your wife, you are no more.
What is going to happen to your children?
You go to the rural
Ningashaya
and Dianu Angatore Vana, but Tungo Batira Navascana.
This one is dying, he's going to take care of the children.
We are simple with baton stick. Jesus Wakazita, it was handed over.
Jesus Christ did it.
Pareka Mekatmetaka would chain a chain.
There is a spiritual.
But a risk guard.
That is not scriptural.
handingatore tuwana ito tutu tune matimoni tunozorunzi davana vangu. Baba wedu Abraham,
our father Abraham,
baba waloti vashaya,
when the father to Lot died,
Tera akatora muzukuru.
Tera took the great child.
Tera ashaya,
after Tera died,
Abraham akatora basa rangu.
Abraham the spiritual man said, this is marriage of the
very first. Akabhendela mberi naro.
And then he went on.
Nasuno tunoverenga buku ra Esther.
Today we read the book of Esther.
Mwana uya aiva nherera.
That child was an orphan.
Ah, baba bereke vashaya. Mordekai akamutora mwana uyu. Akamuita mwana wake chaiye chaiye. Vamwe vanotora zvavasi hembe ukango tarisa hembe dzinobotarisa kufest kuti yakafanana nani. Hembe nekuzvikora zvinoendwa unoona kuti iyi nherera iri mumbao. Iyi ndiwo vave chaivo chaivo. Kana tauya muchechi. Vamwe vanhu vanoda nekuva vemweya zvakapfuurira. Ukama hwako hwepanyama zvinongoda maboundaries chete. Haungazongoti hama dzako dzepanyama ndo vaunowadzana navo. Asi unomboziva kuti kana uina paine shirika dziri munomu vari setete vako. Zvino zviri mumagwaro chaizvo chaizvo. Vasati vamhanya kundomira mukiu yemadhikoni kubatsirwa. Bhaibheri rinoti iwe muzukuru. Ende haringo kuti muzukuru uri mwana. Hanzi dzidza yekuchengeta vabereki. Tete ndi mubereki wako. Munozondozvitsvaga zviriko kubhukura Timothy. Saka izvi tangozvitora hedu nhasi tingotsora muchurch but kuti even in our day to day lives. Patinotanga bhuku ramabasa vaapostori. Because Judas was numbered among the apostles. He was a bishop. He fell off. The baton stick was supposed to continue with someone. But they used usually a mess up around that time. Peter stood up. Men and brethren, Judas fell off. We need to choose someone, a real old timer. Someone who was with us even in the days of John. They brought in two. And they chose one. Yes, there had to be a replacement. But the day he was voted in is the last day we heard of him. The chapter he was voted in is the last chapter we read of Matthias. The word became flesh. Paul was not an apostle according to the 12. But did you ever notice they chose Matthias? I believe it was. Or Matthias to take Judas' place. And that is what men done. Never hear no more of him. But God chose Paul to take his place. That's why I'm saying we are in a race. When the 12 were chosen, Judas fell off. Paul continued running. But he cannot run forever. He says, I have run my course. I finished the course. He is ready to hand over to Timothy. Let God help us that we hear from him and that this should always be smooth. Kana muhondo chaimo chaimo. Kana kuri kunzi captain mapfurwa nyaya yafira ipapo hazvidaro. There will be confusion. Imwe time ndaitarisa Entebbe raid.
I was
yakaitwa nemaisraelites. There was a general. And then there was Netanyahu, another commander. When he was shot, the mission was not aborted. Someone was just given, take charge. The same way Joshua, take charge. The same way Eleazar, take charge. Aaron has done his part. Let's read a super sense. In our church, it is the sovereignty of the church. Now I'll read a couple of quotations. Since we are talking about church politics, you hear some words pertaining to politics. Sovereignty, democracy. The church moves or puts in the trustee. The church moves the pastor or puts in the pastor, whatever it is. It is the church in all. That is apostolic. That is the way it was did in the Bible time. Therefore, we feel that no one person then is a dictator or something in the church. We don't want that. Every man, every person, myself, in voting anyone, yes, just got one vote. Just like any other person of the church here, just one vote. It isn't what I say. It is what the church says. What the church says in the body. You like that? Oh, I think that is just scriptural. That is the way it should be. Hebrew series, therefore, no one person has nothing to do in this. It is the majority of the people. Not just one person thinking. It should be. Yes, sir. If 20 votes for him and 21 votes against him, he goes or vice versa. See, that is, it is the sovereignty of the local church. And then each one of the members has a say-so. Democracy is not an easy thing. You need the Holy Ghost. I feel sorry for some of us. When you don't see democracy in the world, you become discouraged. If you want to see democracy, just holding the spoken word is not enough. You need the Holy Ghost. It's like people are having a deacon board meeting. Some are thinking, let's do it this way. Others are thinking, let's do it that way. Then they say, let's vote. Side rakwe wewe rovo rokundwa. Democracy chayo chayo kabuda imomo. Unati isu sema dikon epano pa church.
You come here and announce and say, we as the people here in the church.
Awuti vamwe vandina wo ava.
You have to say, some of us.
If you say some of us, you are almost disqualifying yourself from the office. That is being double-tongued. The Bible says a deacon must not be double-tongued. If your side loses, and then the board says, so gentlemen, Who is going to make this announcement? If we are really democratic, though you are from the losing side, you can say, hey, let me do it. And then you say, us as deacons, because remember, the prophet is saying, if 20 votes for him, and 21 votes against him, he goes or vice versa. This is real scriptural democracy. If 21 say we want it this way, the 20 must never move away from church. You must join in with these ones. Total deliverance. Okay, maybe let me skip something. Let's go to COD. When the time comes, as under God, that Omen Nev, you can't no more qualify to be pastor here. I am going to mention it to the church. When I see one thing here, think that you deacons couldn't qualify to be deacons. I am going to mention it to the church. I find that there's a certain deacon out here doing something he shouldn't do, and he doesn't keep his post of duty, and so forth like that, or a trustee, or whatever it is. I can't vote it in or out. The church has to do that. So the church, that is sovereignty, the locals. Okay. A little total deliverance. Frankly, myself, when they spoke of new tabernacle to me, I was against the thought. That's right. I said, we don't need exactly a new tabernacle. I will probably be leaving here pretty soon as the Lord, if it, that he showed me to come, that he showed me comes to pass. What do we need with a new tabernacle? We haven't got the money. So you can have your own opinion, but don't mistake it to be a scripture. Don't take it to be a thus saith the Lord. Then I come down, and I felt the leading of the feeling of the church, that the church in the majority seemed to want it. Then what did I do? I sacrificed my own thoughts and thrown in with the church. Sure, let's do it. If that is the way, that is the way we cast lots. That is the way it was in the Bible time. The way the church voted, the sovereignty, the groups of people, they come together. In unity, there is strength. So therefore, I said, certainly if that is the way the church wants, if that is what God is wanting, he has got more of authority to vote. Among us, a whole group of people than he has to me. Because I have no vision to say that it shouldn't be. So, we throw in with the church and move with the church. And I am behind it to do all that I can to help out the church. If we are not under captivity of political demons, you should be ready to do this. Things might not go your way, Besides, what matters is not your way. Because when you are praying, you say, you're not my will, but your will be done. The key to the door. You all voted 100% on it. So we have held right to that. The church is sovereign. What the church says, trustees or nobody else, the trustees is just each one a vote. The pastor is just one vote. It's not like the pastor is 50% and it is the church. It is the democracy of the church. The sovereignty of the church. There are some things we need to watch for. They strengthen unity. And for us to have unity, we need to sacrifice our thoughts. We need to respect what the majority wants. The church in war speaks, that's all. And we like that because we have no bishops or hierarchs or overseers or so forth to tell us this. It is the Holy Spirit in the church. It does the speaking. It is the local people. Sovereignty. He careth for you. Yeah, of course, people, we get help from each other. When we are in trouble, we need the help. But when it comes to voting, you remember Zimbabwe is a sovereign nation. This church is a sovereign nation. It's a sovereign church. He careth for you. We can't look at democracy. Now, it was right, but it has run. It has lived its life. Kings lived their life, and kingdoms, and dictators and all have lived their day. Democracy was the best thing they had. But it is so polluted through politics. It is rotten to the core. No hopes on it at all. It is the best, but don't expect much from the world. It's rotten. Is your life worth of the gospel? Let me tell you. I'll tell you now, no say, politics will never work. That's why I'm trying to discourage you from politics. It will never work. No say, democracy will never work. Democracy is rotten to the bone. If it could be run amongst a bunch of Christians, it would be fine. But when you put it out there in the world, it becomes all cells and no anger. The fifth seal. It is just like we think democracy is right. I believe it is too. But it will never work right. It can't with a bunch of rickies around here to run it. How in the world are you going to get it right? You can't. Notice the real thing was godly king. So brothers and sisters, we are saying let's not be rickies in church. Because even if we are going to have elections, if we are rickies, it will never work. Jehovah Jireh. Democracy is right. But then we need a revival in democracy to straighten it up. That's exactly true. Trumpet gives uncertain sound. Politics. Oh my. How shaky. People just argue. And argue about politics. I hope we are praying and praying and praying. Yeah, that is a bunch of Christians. But if we are arguing and arguing and arguing, politics. Let's start again. Politics, oh my, how shaky. People just argue and argue and argue about politics. And neighbors will fall out about it. And the people that we want good friends, some president will raise up, or somebody run for the sheriff or something, and the other fellow on the other side of the political fence, and they will fuss with one another until they fall out about it. Politics. Hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings. But I think the whole thing is rotten. See? Yes, sir. So why would you fuss and fall out? About something that ain't no good anyhow. So now we were just talking mostly about church politics. Which means, since all politics is wrong, even national politics, we pray for them. You pray for those that are in power. Those that are in authority. Those are the scriptures we have. We wrestle not against blood and flesh. Pray for those that are in authority that we can live peacefully. When God is doing his things, on Sunday, this last Sunday, I was preaching on Nebuchadnezzar, my servant. What? That's what the Bible says. It's a certain category of God's servants. When God wants something evil to be done, he uses an evil person to do the evil job, and then he's judged afterwards. You don't have to fight that person. It's all under control. As I'm closing, maybe let me just drop something and read one scripture. They had to hate Joseph. Because there was a scripture. Abraham's seed was supposed to sojourn in Egypt. You know, kings rule by decrees. Augustus Caesar just gave a decree. Because of taxation, each one is to go to his town. You know it from the Bible? Don't backslide because of the tax. Don't backslide because of the decrees. Because when Joseph went with Mary, Mary was heavy. Rwendo rwacho na rwairwadza. Mukarangarira Gamaliel wachitaura. Vamwe vakamukira panguva iyi. Asi Joseph akangoenda. Asi pane gwaro raifurira Augustus Caesar. Jesus aifana kuberekerwa kuBethlehem of Judah.
Jesus was supposed to be born in Bethlehem.
Saka musarwisane
nevanhu. So, don't fight men.
Let's read our last scripture as we close 1 Corinthians chapter 1. If you want more of what I've just said, you can go and read the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was saying, was Nebuchadnezzar was burning the temple, killing some people. Jeremiah says, obey. He even wrote a letter to the captives that were in Babylon. And say, pray for the peace of that city. You have no business in politics, friends. We are called. We pray. We fight spiritual battles. You don't fight those that are outside. You don't fight your brother or your sister in church. Someone might say, so Max, what were you trying to do? 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, I was beseeching you by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you said, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? If you read the book of Proverbs, God hates people that sow discord among brethren. Be there to bring unity among brothers. This issue of causing divisions is a very terrible thing. There were so many problems in Corinth. Too many problems. When they come for communion, they would overtake the wine, take it in excess, getting drunk. Those were the Corinthians. Chimwe chikuruku chamunoita murungodherera hama dzepa Eastly. KuCorinth waitobatwa bhande kuenda kucourt zvotonzi brother Shamba versus brother Marairi. Vanga vasina izvi zvatinoita izvi. Po ndopaizodai vakanimuri hama itai vadiki paka kuto aingopomodza pomodza. It was fire all over. Masista achona kuti anga akangwarisa. Hallelujah, hallelujah, vanhu vamwari. It was a problem in Corinth. Baba ikoko ukaita zvekutamba mudzimai aienda nemwana. Andonyaya inotaura pana 1 Corinthians 5. Nekuwanda kwemaproblems ese epa Corinth. Paul akubatsira hama dzepa Corinth. Ari kunyora chapter 1 ya Corinth. Atanga nekuti wakatora mudzimai wababa. Atanga nekuti muri kudhakwa muchechi. Atanga nekuti bvisai mupiro. Ari kutangira pama divisions. Kumatanzi. Maproblems achida muna azivaite book of corrections. Ari kuti zvimwe tichataura asi apa hama dzangu madivisions aya. Tichanzwa edu zvimwe zvinonakidza asi ngatimbotangirewo pamadivisions aya. Don't accept to be divided by the devil. Don't be a weapon in the hands of the devil. You know what the devil does outside the in politics? He just divides the people. And that is what he wants to do within our message assemblies. As we bow our heads. My brother, my sister, you might be there. Each time you are causing confusion, you are in the hands of the devil. Don't bring confusion to the body of Christ. Each time you are partaking in politics, national politics, church politics, you are a weapon in the hands of the devil. But maybe you are there tonight and say, Lord, help me. I don't want to cause confusion. I don't want to be in church politics. I want to be a blessing. I don't want to cause politics in the church, politics in the family. But I want to be a blessing. Then at the end of the day, I want also to say like Paul, I have run. I have fought a good fight. Causing confusion in the church is not a good fight. If you are there, you can raise your hands. Wherever you are, I want to encourage you, friends, not to support me, not to support that one, but to support Jesus. Whatever Jesus wants, whatever is the program of Jesus, I want to stand by it. Sometimes I don't understand. As I stay longer in the message, I realize how much I don't know. He knows it all. And when you, if you want to find something important, you do it through prayer. Not mobilizing people, or, but through prayer. If you think your brother is wrong, don't fight him. You do the proper thing. Are you there, my sister? Are you there, my brother? You want to say, God, help me. I want to do better. I want to do better. A weapon in the hands of God, not in the hands of the devil.